I'm Andy Farmer, spokesman for the State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the SCC on March 6, 2013, in conjunction with the entry of an SCC order in case number PUE-2013-00011. The SCC sets additional local hearings on investigation of current Dulles Greenway toll rates. The State Corporation Commission has scheduled additional hearings at Loudoun County in June to receive public testimony on an investigation of the current toll rates charged by the operator of the Dulles Greenway, a 14-mile private toll road that connects Washington Dulles International Airport with Leesburg. Two public sessions are scheduled in Sterling on Thursday, June 6, 2013, at the Parkview High School Auditorium at 400 West Laurel Avenue. The first session begins at 4 p.m. and then reconvenes at 7 p.m. The Sterling hearings follow previously scheduled public sessions in Purcellville on Tuesday, April 9, 2013, at the Loudoun Valley High School Auditorium at 340 North Maple Avenue. The first Purcellville session begins at 4 p.m. and then reconvenes at 7 p.m. The public hearing will continue in Richmond on Thursday, July 18, 2013, at 10 a.m. It will be held in the Commission's second-floor courtroom, located in the Tyler Building at 1300 East Main Street. Any person wishing to comment at any of these hearings should arrive early and sign in with the SCC bailiff. The audio portion of the Richmond hearing will be webcast via the SCC website. Written comments on the investigation must be submitted by July 9, 2013. All correspondence should be sent to the Clerk of the State Corporation Commission, Document Control Center, P.O. Box 2118, Richmond, Virginia, 23218-2118, and refer to case number PUE-2013-00011. Interested persons desiring to submit comments electronically may do so at the SCC's website, www.scc.virginia.gov/case. Click on the Public Comments Notices link and then the Submit Comments button for case number PUE-2013-00011. Toll Road Investors Partnership 2 is the operator of the Dulles Greenway. For additional information regarding this matter, contact me, Andy Farmer, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or suitable purposes.